Morgan moves back to familiar charms of his fiery days, and Morgan still felt something. No longer. Morgan's like a slave. 3 feet of paper and a family of four. Morgan wonders why his wife is so slow. Blames his wife for his slow love. He shakes his head as he climbs into bed. Grits his teeth as he moves between the sheets. Morgan feels sudden laughter when he sees. He's asleep much on account of terrible pain in his head. Sometimes Morgan sits up in the loft reading from a book of children's stories. George, no ordinary sucking harbour, sighting eyelids and hot cheeks. Intelligent to tell him from bugs and crackles and creatures. Morgan feels like his family have made a conscious effort to cause him misery. His taste buds are deserted, sneaking away from his wife's cooking. Morgan dreads the family meal, clenching one hand under the table. The bland wall hangings covered with food and recognition. They are all too familiar with one another. Minimum wage is no comfort whatsoever. He thinks about the items that have sapped his money over the years. Shoe polish, oven cleaner, vacuum bags, silver substitute. A fitted collection of unwanted gifts and dream-trapping comrades. Only creative reserves once stored are long gone. Morgan sees that the realisation has given his children too much than he already has. Morgan misses his family dead. Imagination and full despair. Morgan turns tail and moves out of way. The door shuts compliantly as he moves outside. Morgan crunches down the path with regular driven feet. Pushing through the grey clouds escaping his mouth. Approaching the train track, he sighs. Goes flat across the line and shuts his eyes.